And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza and the Israel-Hamas war are expected to resume in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That's according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Hamas has given mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, Israel sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. Warnings are growing about Israel's planned military attack on Rafah and southern Gaza, where more than half of the territory's population now shelters. Hunger soars and aid dwindles as gangs in Haiti suffocate the country, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reporting.
In one of the shelters for displaced families in the capital, Port-au-Prince, hundreds fight to get to the cooked meals distributed by the World Food Programme. Jean-Martin Bauer, director of the World Food Programme for Haiti, told the AP.
The baseline level of food insecurity in Haiti is 4.35 million people. It's a huge number for a country of 11 million people.
He added that 1.4 million people are just one step away from famine. Officials are trying to rush food, water and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond, with many trapped in their homes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Niger's junta said Saturday the U.S. military presence in the country is no longer justified, making the announcement on state television after holding high-level talks with U.S. diplomatic and military officials this week. Niger plays a central role in the U.S. military's operations in Africa's Sahel region and is home to a major air base. This is VOA News. In Germany, striking.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called for drivers of Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A Hong Kong court Saturday sentenced 12 people to prison terms from more than 4 years to nearly 7 years in a high-profile rioting case linked to the storming of the city's legislature during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters' Ryan Chang with more.
The Legislative Council break-in on July 1st, 2019 saw protesters smashing windows, streaming inside the building in public anger over an extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send people to mainland China for trial. It was a pivotal moment in the months of civil unrest in the city, which marked the boldest uprising against the Chinese Communist Party since the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests in Beijing. In sentencing, District Judge Lei Ziho described the incident as a serious blow to the city's rule of law. He sentenced actor Gregory Wong, who was earlier found guilty of rioting, to 6 years and 2 months in prison.
A Boeing plane found a missing panel after a flight from California to southern Oregon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft, near where the landing gear deploys. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Voters across Russia have cast ballots on the second day of an election set to formalize 6 more years of power for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He faces no serious challengers after crushing political dissent over his nearly quarter century of rule. The election comes against the backdrop of ruthless crackdowns that crippled independent media and prominent rights groups. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.